coming. Here he comes. The head's out.
Come on my rounds and meet the inhabitants, from fur seals to rockhopper penguins with their crazy punk hairdos.
Right, get through the tussock grass. So look at penguins, and last thing you want to do is step on a seal.
Slow Radio. Penguins versus seals. At midnight tomorrow on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3. And now here's Lopa Kattari with Music Planet.
The joyous sounds of Shugal Nifty, who I shall forever associate with the Isle of Islay off the northwestern coast of Scotland. It was there that their music was playing loud and proud to a group of pregnant cows in a barn. Music therapy to keep the expectant mothers calm and happy. Well, Shugal Nifty, the pioneers of Acid Croft, has brought out a new album, Acid Croft Volume 9, and you heard three pieces quilted together. Black Dog on the Balcony, a piece written when the group was in India, sipping some dodgy whiskey, listening to the howling street dogs from the balcony of the guest house they were staying in. Return the Cows, a traditional song from the Isle of Canna that is sung to soothe the cows during milking. And The Roaster, inspired by the moments after a gig when all Shugal Nifty want to do is get to the bar for a celebratory drink, but are constantly cornered by eager fans wanting to chat. Hello, this is Music Planet with me, Lopa Qatari. This week we've got music from Korea, Pakistan, Portugal. Our classic artist is Zemanel from Guinea-Bissau. And joining me on the programme are band members Rudy Gomez and Tiemo Kwati for a special feature celebrating the Senegalese supergroup that is Orchestra Baobab. But it's to Turkey we turn now with band Babazula, who described their sound as psychedelic Istanbul rock and roll.
We'll be right back.
Peacock Mood from Babazula, electrifying the seven-stringed saz that's been around for 3,000 years and bringing Turkish psychedelia screaming into the 21st century. It's on their album Hayvan Gibi, due out next week on the Night Dreamer label, where the recording ethos is one take, no overdubs and direct to disc. Now, here's a medley from a band that created some of the most iconic music from Africa. Aduna komane jo ilwela dama tope digi jor ted ted nelew jeex xel mi dem ci lakhira de mo wor
ne gata no mo yag yag ci bir ge do sopale ko mo gasik loa ñoko mo amera sa
the sounds of the legendary Senegalese big band Orchestra Baobab. It all began 50 years ago in Dakar at the Baobab Club, where they were the house band, hence their name. The 70s was a time of big music and big bands. Afro-Cuban rhythms, Congolese rumba, Creole melodies, high life. This was a musical renaissance helping redefine an African identity as many countries in the continent gained independence from their colonial powers. And it was bands like this that turned Senegal's capital into one of the most vibrant musical cities in the world. Bala Sidibe and Rudy Gomez were the frontmen, both of them singers from the Casamance region of Senegal in the south. Sadly, Bala Sidibe passed away at the end of July, but Rudy Gomez, I'm glad to say, is not only still here and still the beating heart of the group, but also he joined me down the line for this programme, along with fellow band member Tiemo Kwati. You're going to hear our chat in a bit. But first, here's one of Orchestra Baobab's most popular songs, Kumba, that was on their highly acclaimed album Pirate's Choice, recorded in 1982, but only released 7 years later.
Ta vie.
C'est toi qui m'avais dit
que le ciel serait toujours bleu.
Mais toi tu es parti
en oubliant tout ce qu'on s'était dit.
Et toi tu es parti
en me disant que tout était fini.
Tout le monde nous regarde maintenant. Je vois que le ciel est toujours bleu. La mer n'a pas changé de couleur. La vie n'a pas beaucoup changé. Tout le monde nous regarde maintenant. Je vois que le ciel est toujours bleu. La mer n'a pas changé de couleur. La vie n'a pas beaucoup changé.
Et toi, tu es parti
en disant que tout était fini.
beaucoup changé. Tout le monde nous regarde maintenant. Je vois que le ciel est toujours bleu. La mer n'a pas changé de couleur. La vie n'a pas beaucoup changé.
Kumba from Orchestra, Baobab and Pirate's Choice, the album that became a cult classic when it was finally released in 1989 by World Circuit, who reissued it again with more tracks and brilliant sleeve notes in 2001, the year that heralded a new beginning for the group. And one of the voices you heard on that track was none other than co-founder Rudy Gomes, who hooked up with me on the phone a few days ago, along with Orchestra Baobab saxophonist Tierno Kwati. Rudy, it was with such sorrow that we heard of Bala Sidibe's passing. Tell me a bit about those early days when you and Bala decided to put the band together.
It was in 1965 that I got to know him, and after that we performed with different orchestras. It was in 1970 that we debuted together with Orchestra Baobab.
Did you ever think you would become so big, that the orchestra would be so well known, so international?
I couldn't know what would happen. You'd have to be a man reader to know that. When we started, it really was just for the music, not for the money. We did it because we loved music. My parents didn't want me to do that at all.
So, Tierno, when did you join Orchestra Baobab?
At the first time, I joined the group at 76. That time, I was living with my brother, Isa. That time, Bala Singh Onvera. The sax song Onvera is my inspiration. And in 77, I leave to go to West Germany. When I come back, I play with Jiu Sundu. And Lan de Mille, I meet Nigold. He was coming to managing Baobab. That time, I come with the group.
I'm going to play Bulma Min, written by Ndyuga Dieng, another of the legends from Orchestra Baobab, who we have sadly lost in recent times. Rudy, Tierno, you must have some great memories of Ndyuga Dieng.
Oui, c'était un grand ami. On a vécu beaucoup d'années.
Yes, yes, he was a great friend. We spent many years together singing. In fact, near one point, both of us were in the same hospital, me on the second floor, him on the first. But he's left us. I'm still here. In fact, two of the band have left us.
So let's hear it. Orchestra Baobab and Bul Mamin.
Salim Matei Amanjai Bo Nyawul Munyaw Amanjai
Mamin, composed by Ndyuga Dieng, another one of the legends that we've lost in recent times from Orchestra Baobab. I'm chatting with Rudy Gomez and Tierno Kwate. Big bands was the thing back then. How did the sound of the orchestra come about? That mix of the Latino with Africa, those sort of almost mournful harmonies. Was it about being different, about standing out?
That is depending the music and the songs, what the band want play, you know? To have inspiration to play, what do you want to play?
Bachelemi is Togolese, origin.
Barthélemy is from Togo. I have roots in Guinea-Bissau. Bala was Kazaman, but of Malian origin. Issa Sissoko, Tierno, Motanga are all Senegalese of Malian origin. They were Nigerians and Ghanaians. All this to say that each of us brought something from their own countries and culture. It wasn't salsa we played, but pajanga, and things became Pan-African. In fact, you can't say we played typically Senegalese music, but we were a typically Senegalese orchestra who played Pan-African music.
Well, 2020 does mark the 50th anniversary of the orchestra. In fact, to mark the occasion, you're reissuing Specialist in All Styles, which is in fact the album that won Best African Artist and Critics Choice Awards at the 2003 BBC Radio 3 World Music Awards all those years ago. I know you were meant to be touring, but what are your plans in the current environment, given the pandemic? What are you up to? Is it about survival?
Yes, of course. Orchestra Baobab isn't simply a performance group, but the family. It's a family with pandemics or whatever. During the pandemic, there have been problems like all the world, and we've carried on playing and rehearsing. Our friends and family, if we had stopped playing, what would they have thought? It's for that reason that we've carried on. It's going to take more than a pandemic to stop Orchestra Baobab.
Rudy, we're going to end with Futa Toro, which was, of course, recorded in the early 70s at the group's Club Baobab in Dakar. And it was on the La Belle Époque album, Volume 2. When you look back, was it indeed La Belle Époque?
Back then, it really was a golden age. The music was loved by all and appreciated. It was truly a golden age.
There are songs from then that were loved and have remained so ever since. Life was less complicated and difficult. People had a certain education, and we had more possibilities then than the young today. But I believe all the musicians of orchestra have something to give. It's not the time to stop. We have to keep playing.
Futa Toro recorded live at the Baobab Club in Dakar back in the 70s, ending our focus on Orchestra Baobab. And how special to be able to talk to Rudy Gomez, the legend himself. Ay Muraria, a fado song made famous by Amália Rodrigues, where she pays tribute to the area of Lisbon, Muraria, where today, despite the hardships of COVID, some of the fado houses have indeed reopened. It's on the album Famous Fados on Portuguese Guitar, featuring Custódio Castelo, out now on ARC Records. Now, I'm delighted to tell you that London's annual Festival of Korean Music, K-Music, is indeed taking place this year, albeit in a different format. Whilst the borders of many countries are still closed to all but essential travel, the gateway that is the internet is open for business, and this is essential listening. Starting on the 30th of October, over 15 days, producers Sirius, along with the Korean Cultural Centre UK, bring you some of the best artists and bands that are currently rocking the music scene in South Korea. Just the tip of the iceberg for you to enjoy at the mere click of a button. Be sure to get your virtual tickets early and enjoy the whole range of live-streamed concerts and events. As a taster, here's Gap from prog rock group Dongyang Gospa, a trio that's been exploring the psychedelic possibilities of the ancient hammered dulcimer, the yangon. Frankly, with your eyes shut, it's hard to believe that the sound is being created by just three musicians. Dongyang Gospa, one of the bands in the lineup for this year's K-Music Festival that kicks off online on the 30th of October. This is Music Planet. I'm Lopa Qatari. Our classic artist on the programme this week is Zay Manel. Born in Guinea-Bissau in 1957, right from the very beginning, he figured out that music was his calling, performing at scout camps and church services from the age of six. Information is a bit sketchy here, but by the mid-60s, Manel, already an accomplished singer and multi-instrumentalist, met five other like-minded kids at one of these summer camps and formed a group that became Super Mama Jombo, named after the spirit Mama Jombo, the protector of those fighting for independence. Well, by the time Guinea-Bissau gained its independence from Portugal in 1974, Manel and his band found themselves endorsed by their new president, Luis Cabral, and even toured with him around the country and abroad. Well, around 1980, they were in Portugal, and it was there in Lisbon that they recorded their first album, Na Cambança, the same year that Cabral was ousted. The album was a huge hit right across West Africa. But to cut a long story short, Manel had to flee the country because of his outspoken criticism of the government that had overthrown Cabral and taken control. Unable to return to Guinea-Bissau, over the years he lived in Portugal and France, finally settling in California, where his solo career really took off. He now spends his time between America and Guinea-Bissau. Well, what was special about the music of Zay Manel and Super Mama Jombo was the pro-independence lyrics in the local Creole language and the revolutionary vibe that has remained at the heart of their sound even today. The band is quoted as saying that they wanted the world to know that the loudest sound in Guinea-Bissau is not gunfire, but music. I'm going to play you a couple of songs. The second is Amelia Mane from Super Mama Jombo's debut album, Na Cambança, on which Zay Manel plays drums. But first, we go back to 1982 and his debut solo album, Testimonies of Yesterday, and a song called Scujo. Zimanel with his legendary band Super Mama Jumbo, this week's classic artist. To play us out on Music Planet today, I've got a song from Ustad Sami, the last living exponent of Surti, a spiritual music from the 13th century that predates the Islamic era in Pakistan. For Ustad Sami, everything centres on just one note, and from that, all else grows. His debut album, God Is Not a Terrorist, produced by Grammy Award-winning Ian Brennan and released by Glitterbeat as part of their Hidden Music series, was a critical success and got him nominated for a Songlines Music Award. Well, next week, Glitterbeat will release Ustad Sami's second album, Pakistan Is for the Peaceful, again recorded and produced by Brennan. It's made up of three extended tracks recorded at Ustad Sami's rooftop home in Karachi, accompanied by his four sons. And the track I'm going to play is from the final song, Happy Morning. Now, next week, Catherine Tekel will be in the driving seat. I'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. Till then, goodbye.
Music from Ustad Sami, ending this week's edition of Music Planet. It was presented by Lopa Qatari and produced by Michael Rossi. And now on Radio 3, it's time for more of the best jazz, past, present and future, with J to Z, and another chance to hear a programme first broadcast in August 2019.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jamoke Fashola, and this week I'm on stage at the We Out Here Festival. Binka Golding and Sarah Tandy are with me to perform an exclusive duo set for J to Z. So please, without further ado, give a warm We Out Here welcome!
Thank you.